Now, according to the most recent data from the BC Real Estate Board, so far for 2020, we appear to be in a seller's market. A first-time buyer wrote in wondering if it's better to buy now or wait until the traditionally busier spring real estate season. So here to help answer that question is Mark Ting, our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Mark, hello there.
Hi.
So a listener wrote in, what advice did you give the listener? Buy now or wait till the spring?
So before I answered his question, I needed to know how prepared he was to buy, as what you often are can qualify isn't necessarily what you can afford. So for him, he was hoping to find a one-bedroom apartment in Vancouver for under $500,000. He had a $120,000 down payment and was pre-approved for $390,000 mortgage. So when I come up with a budget, I don't rely on the bank's numbers. I figure it out myself and I work backwards. So I use a spreadsheet to calculate all my expenses. So this would be housing and everything else. And then I throw in a buffer because I know that certain costs will always rise faster than my income. So I basically let the spreadsheet tell me how much I can afford. So what I did is I sent Eric, that's the listener's name, I sent him my spreadsheet and told him to crunch the numbers. And when he did, they weren't too far off. His budget of $500,000 was appropriate. So I told him, start shopping.
So better to start now then rather than wait till spring?
Well, Eric's a serious buyer, and I don't see any harm in for him to go out there and see what's out there. But I also told him there's absolutely no rush to buy. It's tough out there. It is a seller's market, so he has to be pretty choosy. And for the type of building he's going for, unfortunately, there isn't much inventory right now. But that will probably, likely, change in the spring because prices are trending higher, and that often makes more sellers, they'll be enticed to actually list their properties. So whether Eric should buy now or wait, it really comes down to the deal. Whenever he finds a place that he likes and the spreadsheet says he can afford it, then to me, that's the time to buy.
Well, you are echoing exactly what a realtor told us a couple of days ago here on the show, because we'd been hearing about multiple offers on homes here. He said there's multiple offers because there's not a lot to choose from right now. So besides this lack of inventory, what other factors are going to be impacting the price of real estate this year?
For affordability, mortgage rates are going down. And that will help some buyers as they're going to be using a little less of their income to service their loans. But I also see a lot of things on the negative side. And right now, by far, my biggest concern is the homeowners and strata insurance. So for most strata buildings, their insurance premiums and deductibles have jumped significantly over the past year. And as a result, we're seeing strata councils sending out notices saying that strata fees increasing, you can expect like 20 to 30% or more.
Especially on the high rises, right?
Yep.
The real difficulties insuring them now.
Yeah, mostly on the high rises. Mm-hmm. So then you got the condo homeowners insurance, which is a separate insurance, and that's used to cover all your property in your condo or pay for that strata's deductible. And those prices are also going up. So condo insurance would kick in if you did something like overflow your bathtub and the water drains down and damages 10 units below. If that were to happen, the condo owner would have to pay that extra insurance. And if she and he had to pay that strata deductible, that can run into the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, just how much have these strata deductibles increased on a percentage basis or a dollar figure?
There's no real percentage basis, but the worst I've heard was $600,000 deductible, and it was an apartment in Yale Town. So if you think about it, with this building, if you're an owner in there, unless the damage was over $600,000, they would not put in an insurance claim. In other words, if that overflowing bathtub caused $550,000 worth of damage, the building wouldn't use their insurance. They would go to the condo owner and say, this is on you. Pay up $550,000. You're responsible. So while this $600,000 deductible is extreme, what we're seeing for a lot of these towers downtown or the bigger ones, the new normal seems to be around like $80,000 to $150,000. I have a strata unit, and I saw that my deductible went from $5,000 to $25,000. And even though it's gone up like five times, I still consider myself lucky. And the reason why there's a difference between, say, my $25,000 and a $600,000 is really risk-based. I have a townhouse. No one lives below me or above me. So if that bathtub overflows, it really only affects my units. But if I had a same thing happened in a 50-floor downtown apartment and it affects everyone below me, that's going to be a much bigger bill. So that's why they're jacking the prices on those buildings.
Well, this is something people should keep in mind then as buyers are shopping around. Should they avoid the condos that have the high insurance costs, the high deductibles?
Well, as a definite consideration, more so now than any other time in history, really. All things being equal, if there was two buildings that I really liked and one had a significantly higher deductible attached to it, then I'd choose the other one. That said, whichever building is chosen, a lot of people neglect to get that condo homeowner's insurance, and that's a mistake. You should always get that. And if you do have it and you're feeling secure, now's a good time to actually check what that policy covers, because most of them will only cover a deductible of $5,000 to $80,000. So I wouldn't go as far as saying you need to avoid these condos because of the insurance, but when you're doing your due diligence and factoring out what you can afford, you really need to work on those numbers and make sure, put that buffer in.
Okay, so if a tower has a disproportionately high deductible and insurance premiums, do you think those factors are going to affect the resale value of the condos in that tower?
I do. I mean, I personally wouldn't buy a condo if I knew the insurance deductible was $600,000. And anyone who sort of understands the ramification of how a crazy high deductible probably wouldn't either. But, you know, I guess the only thing is price. If I was offered a significant discount on the purchase price, then, you know, that might be able to equalize it, which, of course, will affect resale value. I guess I'll say it. Again, this sudden uptick in insurance and deductible costs, it's a big deal. So before buying a property, it's always prudent to do the regular things like home inspections and review the minutes of the buildings. But I would definitely add to that list, check to see what your strata insurance certificate is, see if it's renewed, and definitely find out about that condo insurance, how much you qualify. Think of all these things. These are all things that are extremely important. Do them before you sign that purchase agreement.
Well, and I can't help but think about the trickle-down effect to the renters as well, Mark. If people are looking to purchase for investment purposes, it's something they want to rent out, you're going to have to cover off all of the things that you just mentioned in your rent.
Yeah, something's got to give. It's either you're going to have to jack prices or reduce maintenance.
Nice to see you. Thank you.
On that happy note.
On that, yeah. Mr. Sunshine here.
Sorry.
What a great day. Okay. That is Mark Ting, and he is our guide to personal finance. He's a partner at Foundation Wealth. He joins us every week at this time. Now, if there is something that you would like Mark to answer, a question perhaps that we can all discuss here on air, just like Eric did, feel free to contact him, markTingCBC@gmail.com.